This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. By now, you're probably familiar with the Fort Worth lawyer who calls himself the Texas Law Hawk. If not, here's an introduction.
Brian Wilson, Texas Law Hawk! Brian Wilson, the Texas Law Hawk!
Criminal defense attorney Brian Wilson has made a name for himself with a series of what you might call outlandish commercials. They've received tremendous attention and have reportedly helped Wilson attract clients. But he's far from the only Texas lawyer to embrace an advertising gimmick.
No, please don't eat your weed. It's only a class B.
Hudson and Chris Harris are lawyers from Waco, whose ads dispense legal advice through the power of song. Don't Eat Your Weed is their most popular song on YouTube, but they've also cut tracks about suing insurance companies and exercising your right to an attorney.
So please shut your mouth, cause you're making it worse. Take a hint, just call us first.
Now, Hudson and Harris take a different tone than Wilson, but none of the videos are exactly standard legal advertisements. So will making silly ads with the hope of going viral soon be the norm for lawyers? Here to talk about this trend is Ray Panitin, an attorney with the Talaska Law Firm in Houston, who's written about legal marketing for Texas Lawyer magazine. Ray, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
First of all, we're sort of talking about this like it's a new phenomenon, but is it?
You know, I would say it is, actually. People kind of joke and say that the legal market is about a decade behind everybody else. So in terms of, you know, lawyer advertising these, you know, viral videos, they're actually pretty new.
So I would imagine, though, that for every loud or unconventional law ad, there are probably a dozen lawyers out there just kind of doing their own thing quietly. What's the general feeling within the law community about these ads and videos?
I would think that most people are thinking, man, I should have thought of that. It's guys like this who are doing these kind of viral type videos that have, you know, kind of application beyond just, hey, I'm looking for a lawyer. These are entertaining. They're forwarding to friends. They're forwarding to family. They're forwarding to everybody. And they're just getting their names out there. So, you know, within the community, it's, man, why didn't I think of that? And two, it's, you know, who are these people really targeting? And that's what it boils down to is, if you're a corporate lawyer, you're probably looking at these ads as an abomination to the legal profession. Mm-hmm. However, if you are a personal injury lawyer, you know, they're targeting their audience and they're doing it very well.
Well, I was going to ask about that, and maybe it depends on who you're targeting, because I would imagine that depending on what type of lawyer you are, these ads could, you know, kind of put you in a position of maybe not being taken seriously by clients.
Absolutely. And you kind of hit the nail on the head. It's all, you know, who are you trying to attract? If you're a mergers and acquisitions lawyer, an ad like this would probably put you out of business because those people want to go into the stodgy old law firm. They want the old boys club. They want the, you know, cigars and wood paneling. And they want that sense of buttoned up type law. Whereas if you're a personal injury lawyer who deals with everyday people on a daily basis, these are the kinds of things people like. They don't want to go into a stodgy old law firm. They want to go to someone they can trust, relate with, and generally at a base level just like.
So I understand that law jobs are scarce these days, and many new law school grads actually carry a lot of debt. Are these ads related to the state of the legal industry?
I think they are. And the state is, a lot of young lawyers are having to hang their own shingles. And they're doing that through this kind of guerrilla marketing technique, and they are literally becoming their brand. And that's, you know, they're getting maximum bang for their buck. I mean, the Texas Law Hawk, everyone knows who that is, and he got a Super Bowl commercial out of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just capitalizing on this idea of how can I differentiate myself in a sea of lawyers.
So it sounds like you think we should get used to these types of ads and maybe expect to see more of them given the success others have had?
I think in the age of viral videos, absolutely. In fact, I've seen here in Houston one attorney on his Twitter say that his law office is a Pokestop for this Pokemon Go, and that inviting people to stop by and catch the Pokemon there. I mean, you're going to see these attorneys really utilizing modern media in a way that I don't think we've ever seen. I mean, between 2013 and 2015, Texas licensed over 9,000 new lawyers, and we expect that number to continue to grow. I mean, if we keep growing at this number, there's going to be more younger lawyers than there are older lawyers. It's just kind of a natural order of things. And these younger lawyers are motivated. They're looking to make a name for themselves. And this is an inexpensive and effective way to do that.
Ray Panatin is an attorney with the Talaska Law Firm in Houston. Thanks again, Ray.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.